Thank you for joining us for our April the 27th in the year of our Lord 2025 devotional service, sponsored by the Trap and Faith Chapel United Methodist Churches. It's good to be with you this Sunday. Our call to worship. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, the strength of those who believe and the hope of those who doubt, may we, who have not seen, have faith and receive the fullness of Christ's blessings, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our scripture reading today continues from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 24th chapter, verses 13 to 35. Now behold, two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. So it was, while they were conversing and reasoned, that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were restrained, so that they did not know him. And he said to them, What kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad? Then the one whose name was Cleopas answered and said to him, Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem? And have you not known the things that happened there in these days? And he said to them, What things? So they said to him, The things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But they were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. And you see, besides all of this, today is the third day since these things happened. Yes, and certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us. When they did not find his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. And certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see them. Then he said to them, O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken, ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all of the scriptures the things concerning himself. Then they drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated that he would go on further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in and stayed with him. Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with him, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said to one another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road, and while he opened the scriptures to us? So they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and has appeared to Simon. And they told about the things that had happened on the road, and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Our devotion. Puzzles can be fun when all of the pieces fit together to form the picture on the box. But what happens if there is a piece that doesn't fit that picture? That's what this resurrection story is about. The late Steve Jobs of Apple Computer and Pixar was known for taking people on long walks to discuss important matters on how they could get all of the pieces of life's puzzle to fit together. What we read in the Gospel of Luke is how do you fit the piece of Jesus' missing body when you can't make sense of all of the clues that God has given to you. Immediately we read, after Peter discovers the burial clothes in the tomb, Luke tells the story of two disciples taking a long walk to their home in Emmaus. Their conversation was all about what they had heard from the women and Peter, though here his name is his Jewish name, Simon. It was a 7-mile walk. 2 hours or longer of just walking and talking, trying to work out in their minds, how can we make this piece fit with what we all know about life? It just seems like it's a contradiction. We need to be willing to give ourselves and others time to figure out who Jesus is for us, just like these disciples walking on the way to Emmaus. Their walking pace was slow because of grief and the depth of their conversation. It didn't surprise them then when the stranger Jesus joined them in his resurrected body. He wasn't recognized because in their minds they did not know where the body was. He wasn't supposed to be here with them. I have a priest friend who tells a story of standing on a corner in Tokyo in his street clothes when an American woman came up to him and said, "You look just like my priest back home." And he called the woman by name and said, "I am your priest." Looking at him, she did not expect him to be there with her in Tokyo. We recognize people at their jobs and try to remember who they are when we see them in a grocery store or someplace else, because too often we just recognize people by the places in which we see them the most. Of course, in this story on this walk to Emmaus, doesn't help us when Jesus plays what we would call dumb, when he says, "Well, what's going on?" And they respond, "Where have you been? You don't know anything about what happened to Jesus of Nazareth?" They go on, we thought that he was the one, but he was killed. But what's more, some of our friends 3 days later went to the tomb, and it was the women who came back and said that Jesus wasn't there. Hearing what they were saying, Jesus responded with very strong emotion, "How foolish are you, and slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken about the Messiah." Jesus is saying, if you had accepted what the prophets said, then you would have believed the women. You should have already known this story already. So Jesus, like the remedial English class I was sent to in seventh grade, gives a remedial class to these two disciples by going through what we call the Old Testament, helping them to rethink about the anointed one of God, the Messiah, Christ, about how he was going to suffer and die before he was going to enter into his glory. We are fortunate because we have what Jesus and the apostles had, the scriptures, as the testament to the truth of Jesus' resurrection. We believe it because of God and because it happened. This is the source for giving us the answer on how the resurrection of Jesus expands our picture about life. Later, after Jesus revealed himself to them in the breaking of the bread, they spoke of how their hearts were burning inside of them, an uncomfortable longing, this burning to speak. Each time we take the bread of Holy Communion, we are reminded again of this missing piece, this puzzle to our life that expands our vision of life, the resurrection of our Lord. This story began with a long walk by two disciples moving away from Jerusalem to their home with the question of, where is the body of Jesus? Now they run back to Jerusalem with the experience of the body of the resurrected Jesus, who not only walked with them, he blessed them in the breaking of the bread, his body, for them and for you. As we take the bread of his body in Holy Communion, his resurrected presence blesses you too. Having suffered and died, Jesus is now in his glory. Fear not, for I am with you till the end of the age. Let us pray. He is Lord, he is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. O Lord and Master of our lives, give us not a spirit of sloth or idle curiosity or a love of power. Rather, accord to us, your servants, a spirit of chastity, humility, patience, and love. Yes, Lord and King, grant that we, as we see our own faults, may we come to understand that in you is a forgiveness which blesses us now and forever. As we come to you this day, we continue to pray for peace in Ukraine and to the Russian people. We continue to pray that the peace may come in the Middle East. There are people this day who stand in the need of prayer, who are in the hospital, who are in nursing homes, who are bedfast at home, people who are waiting for test results, people struggling to know how the relationships in their life need to be improved. And now, O God, hear our prayers for these we know who stand in the need of prayer today. For it is our privilege to be able to pray as our resurrected Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now let us receive the benediction. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. And until we meet again next week, may God's blessing as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide and be with you always. Amen.